got it from Kurt Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, everybody. Well, it's Monday, and we're starting a new week here. It's springtime, friends, in the northern hemisphere, and, of course, fall in the southern. But glad to have everybody along. Steve Starrs here along with Etheric Dave. And, Dave, how was your weekend? Are you ready for another week?
Ready for another week of this insanity? No, I don't think so. Had a really good weekend. Nice and restful, unplugged, got a lot done. Happy.
Yeah, there was, we had a pretty good weekend too, of course, but, you know, there were a lot of things going on and, you know, over the weekend, of course, there was discussion about what's going to happen this week. And I know a lot of people, are concerned, to some extent about some things. There are some big events on the horizon here. And the reason why is because, Donald Trump is to meet with the top GOP people, okay, the top Republican leaders. And I'm sure this is going to be like a closed-door secret meeting. Everybody has to sign a national security pledge or something like that in order to, you know what I mean, to really get in and be a part of all of this. And, of course, you can't talk about any of it because it's all, you know, family feud and everything like that inside. Right. But then right after that, he's supposed to go over and talk to AIPAC. Now, most of you know who AIPAC is, the American-Israeli Public Action Committee. And if you've known anything about how powerful this lobby is over, gosh, it's been for almost 40 years, at least 50 probably going on since the, you know, the creation of this state, this Jewish state called Israel, and it started out actually right after that. But it's been gaining a lot of power with political people over the years, and now Donald Trump is supposed to talk to them. And there's some questions about what's going on here. And we could, of course, leave it up to subjection. I know a lot of people would say that, you know, the Israeli lobby is going to tell the Republicans what to do, and the Republicans are going to tell Donald Trump what to do. But you know what? I'm going to post a chat, or I'm going to go to get some information about some things that happened just recently as of Friday of last week, I believe it was, when Vladimir Putin released a letter concerning his 10 statements of being fed up with what's going on. Now, in my thinking, the only person who can that Vladimir Putin can really trust or wants to work with at all is Donald Trump. I think he's fed up with the whole U.S. government. I think he's
tired of the big mouth. Can't blame him for that, can you?
I'm pretty certain he can't stand John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the rest of them. And I think that what Donald Trump is going to be telling the Republicans is basically this. You have no air force to compete with the air attack and the air defenses and air support that Russia has in that area. You're out of money. You're scrambled and diverted all over the place. You don't have many friends. People are beginning to hate the United States because of the Arab Spring. And people over there know what really happened on 9/11, regardless of how dumb Americans are, Dave. They know what's going on. And Donald Trump is going to be saying this to the Republican Party. I'm the only hope right now that you guys are going to pull things together because it's all coming apart on you. So I will tell you what we're going to do. Because, yes, I do know a little bit about American policy. I do understand what's happening here. And I've got connections. And right now, Putin is not going to listen to you guys at all. I've got an in with him. He has a certain degree of trust in me. And I'm going to be telling APEC the same thing. Now, is the meeting over or what? I honestly think Trump has got more leverage going in to tell these guys and face them straight down than they have any kind of power over him, Dave, because the reality is Russia is a big nation with a lot of power in that area. And if we don't team up with them and start working a coalition in this whole situation, if we keep trying to entangle all kinds of difficulties in places like Ukraine and in Syria and various other locations around the world, we're going to have a problem with an ally we've had for a long time through their worst of era. You know what I mean? From the Joe Stalin, Lenin days all the way through till now, when we have somebody who's relatively reliable there, we are really making a very good ally our enemy fast. And Trump is going to tell him straight out, I think he should look him square in the eye and say, you guys are blowing it. Now you better let me get in here and negotiate a deal. We need to put things back together. What's your opinion, Dave? Am I off track on that?
Yeah, I think you're on to something there, Steve. We got some technical gremlins running around feeding some echo back. I hope that's not going out over the air. I don't think it is.
No.
But it certainly is leading to some chaos on our side, and I certainly hope it would go away. But yeah, I think this is going to be kind of interesting to watch this. It sounds like Putin is done playing games, and this is a good thing. It's like, you know, the only adult in the room as it's been, and this geopolitical romper room that has been for the past however long has definitely gotten old. I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. And I think most people are now, too.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right, too. And, you know, I'll go back and look at some of these things here. And, you know, there's an interesting article, and I'll drop into our chat room and try to post all this in a little bit here. And but we'll read a little of it here. You know, this is from Russia Insider. It was posted on the 17th, of course. That would have been last week. And it says, Putin to Western elites, playtime is over, the romper room. In other words, he's done with this. He's saying, we're going to have to pull this together or we're going to have trouble. Most people in the English-speaking parts of the world miss Putin's speech. Why did we miss Putin's speech? Why are we not listening to what's going on around the world and how it does affect the political scenery right here and now? When we look at all of these trashy people, and that's backfiring on the on all the leftists and commies and socialists and Black Lives Matter people, they're really doing themselves a big disservice by the way they're acting right now. If you don't like a candidate, we have this thing in the United States called democracy. If you don't like a candidate, what you do is you go rally around the candidate you support and hope that candidate wins. You don't create a ruckus, block highways, slap horses, do all this kind of slapping police horses. Can you believe that? I mean, all this kind of stuff. You don't do that and win. You have to actually have somebody with ideas. Now, if they don't like Hillary Clinton, gosh darn it, I'm sorry. You know, if they don't like Bernie Sanders, well, shuckies, that's just too bad, isn't it? If they want to get with a Western, left kind of person, you know, that's way out in the Western Pacific, some area, who knows, and try to make a third-party run of it, that's fine. You know, point is simply this, that, you know, you can't fight a candidate by standing outside and shouting at people. I think a lot of people who are kind of on the fringe of this whole political thing are starting to say, man, if these are the kind of people who are against Trump, maybe I support him because these people are idiots. These are dangerous mobs of idiots. You know, what do they hope to accomplish? Anyway, I didn't mean to get into that in the middle of all this. But anyhow, we did not hear, Dave, this speech from Putin. And the speech was at the Valladolid conference in Sochi a few days ago, and chances are those of you who are out there did not hear this speech and didn't get a chance to hear what he had to say because the Western media did their best to ignore or twist its meaning. Regardless of what you think or don't think of Putin, like the sun and moon, he does not exist for your to cultivate your own opinion. This is probably the most important political speech since Churchill's Iron Curtain speech of March 5th in 1946. I'm going to run through it real quickly here. Basically, what Putin is saying here is Russia will no longer play games and engage in backroom negotiations over trifles. But Russia is prepared for serious conversations and agreements if these are conductive and collective and are based on security and fairness, and they'll take into account all interests on each side. Number two, all systems of global collective security now lie in ruins. There are no longer any international security guarantees at all. And the entity that destroyed them has been in name the United States of America. Okay? Number three, the builders of the New World Order have failed. Notice he uses the word New World Order, have failed. Having built the sandcastle, whether or not the New World Order of any sort is to be built is not just Russia's decision, but it is a decision that will not be made without Russia. Number four, Russia favors a conservative approach to introducing innovations into the social order. But it is not opposed to investigating and discussing such innovations that might come up. Number five, Russia has no intention of going fishing in the murky waters created by America's ever-expanding empire of chaos. Empire of chaos. And there's no question about that. Trump has talked about this. This is what they've done. And Russia challenges, you know, all these people to in the developing area already. They're willing to work on this. Neither is Russia willing to act as the savior of the world as she had in the past. Okay, Russia will not attempt to reformat the world in her own image, but neither will she allow anyone to reformat her in their image. Number seven, Russia does not wish for chaos to spread, does not want war, and has no intention of starting one. However, today, Russia sees the outbreak of global war as almost inevitable. Eight, Russia does not intend to take an active role in thwarting those who are still attempting to construct their new world order until their efforts start to impinge on Russia's key interests. Russia would prefer to stand by and watch them and give themselves as many lumps as the poor heads can take. But those who manage to drag Russia into this process through a disregard for her interests will still be taught the true meaning of pain. Boy, that's pretty intense. Number nine.
You will know the true meaning of pain.
Yeah, thanks for giving me a breath there and just a chance to laugh a little bit. Because this is important stuff. In her external and even more so internal politics, Russia's power will not rely on the elites and their backroom dealing, but on the will of the people. It sounds like democracy, doesn't it? And finally, number 10. There is still a chance to construct a new world order. I don't like those words, but he says that will avoid world war. This new world order must of necessity include the United States, but can only do so on the same terms as everyone else, subject to international law and international agreements, refraining from all unilateral action in full respect of the sovereignty of other nations. Well, there you have it, Dave. He laid it out pretty clear, and we didn't hear much of this, right? Most of it makes pretty good sense, I think. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, it definitely does. We're never going to hear about anything like that on the media. They're going to bury that up under the rug. We're not allowed to hear that kind of stuff. We're going to ignore it. It's like it never even happened. It's just not part of the picture at all. Kind of makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, this discussion probably will come up with the Republican leadership today while Trump is talking to them. And I think it's also going to come up with the AIPAC meeting because, let's face it, Russia is a lot closer to Israel, and their interests are a lot closer to Israel than we are at this point right now. I mean, you know, this is part of their turf, their area. And if you want to set up something that's going to work there for a long period of time, friends, you're going to have to include Russia, and you're going to have to work with them. And I think Donald Trump has tried to set up a pretty good business relationship. And, of course, he's a negotiator. Everybody knows that. But just like playing golf, which he likes to do, you know, he's a competitor. But, you know, you can also have a gentleman's agreement, too. And I think Trump is going to spell it out to him that they have screwed things up with this relationship, and he's about the only guy that can fix it right now. And they would be very wise to listen to what he says, if that's what he says. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you don't hear this. They think they're going to tell him how to you know, do the dance, and he's going to tell them, I'm picking the music, and we're all going to dance to this. Because I don't think they're in a position to bargain. the GOP is in no position to bargain with him. Certainly not Obama and his idiot ilk. Come on. You know, these people have screwed things up bad, and it's chaos everywhere. And right now, when you have big players like Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump talking about working together, I think it's time for people to just start thinking, all right, you know, these guys make a little sense together, and let's see if we can straighten this whole mess out. Well, anyhow, Dave, I went into it to a large extent because, you know, people would say that, you know, I don't want to hear more politics about Trump. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear. Well, friends, this is a very, very big part of all of what's happening right now. As we've said before, we were already making choices about the selection of candidates. I mean, it's pretty well cemented right now. Trump is on his way to getting the nomination. If he doesn't get the 12, 76 or whatever it is, 1272 delegates.
Something like that.
He is going to definitely probably have a lot of power coming into this next summer, and Hillary Clinton is pretty well sewing it up. Now, as things may change, and they can, because, you know, Hillary sounds like she's sick. Every time I hear her, she sounds like an old crow. I mean, I know she's mentally ill, friends. I've been saying this for a long time. I don't think the woman's going to make it. Her aides are saying she's confused, disoriented. You know, they may have to yank her down, but just because, you know, it's time for Hillary to go to bed, go to sleep now, you know, and take her medicine. I don't think she's going to last. But point is, Dave, this is big time because we are talking about major events that could envelop into a huge international conflict here. This isn't just distraction about politics and nothing changes. We're talking about a lot of marbles on the table, right?
Yep, indeed we are. And it's kind of interesting to see all this play out because the more they attack Trump with all this ridiculous stuff, it kind of shows you he's not part of the establishment. They wouldn't be attacking him with all this childish crap if he was. And whether or not he would make a good executive or not, he's different. And I am ready for different.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's really, very good way to go because what we have to do, and here's what I would say, friends. You know, let me put it this way. And this is what I'm doing because I'm not convinced that my answers are all perfect or right or my compass heading is perfect. But I'm just praying. God, give me discernment to what's really going on here. Help me to see beyond myself. You know, maybe we have Donald Trump who is like Adolf Hitler, just, herding the poor and despondent and angry people into a camp, you know, to create some kind of a martial law police state. Right. Well, that could be. But, or we may have a guy who is standing up because he sees it's the opportunity that he has to fix things and he wants to do it. And that's his goal. You know, some people say, well, I think he just wants power. Really? Power with all the assassination threats coming in right now to his family and everything? We've seen this before, friends. Our kings are shot in this country. The good ones. What happens to the bad ones? Come on. Nobody wants to step into that position without thinking twice. This is not just about glamour, friends. You wouldn't want to be in this situation. Your family already threatened and all these assassination notes coming in. Think of the people they've shot down. Okay. I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with the guy's ego. You wouldn't want, I mean, it's not worth it. Who would want to do that? That's one thing I have to rule out. I mean, I don't think being president is a big deal. Especially when you have to move down from his place in New York City into the old White House, man. You know, and have look at all the trouble you have to go through, all the campaign, all the talks, all the disagreements, all the, you know, Dave, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, well, okay, maybe some people like that much of attention, and maybe Trump's one of them. But, you know, I'm just praying for discernment, friends, and I think we all should. Pray for discernment right now, that you might be able to see what's really going on, and that we all can, because these are tricky, deceptive, dangerous times. Right, Dave?
Very much so. Some of the most so that we have had in a very long time. I hope the dust settles soon. I'm tired of all this. I've got things I want to do. I want to be able to enjoy something out of life rather than having to sit here and watch this thing on the brink of destruction wondering if tomorrow is our next day on Earth. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel the same way because things are very uncertain right now. And, you know, it could go either way, at this moment. We're seeing a lot of trouble. I mean, there's going to be things that, you know, the New World Order is not going to give up easily, friends. They're not just going to hand you back the country. I've been saying that for a long time. the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, the violent taken by force. That doesn't mean physical violence, friends. It means that you have to put up the authority and the force to get this thing back, you know, into the hands of, safely back into the hands of the voters and the citizens, if you like, of this country. But this is a situation where, you know, we have to be discerning. We have to be looking at where it's going. I don't think you can overthink this too much. And as Dave and I were talking about before the show, these people aren't that smart in the New World Order, obviously. I mean, come on, Bill Clinton. You know, Barack Obama, Hillary, you know, if they're putting these people in as power leaders, well, all they have to do is read the teleprompter. Yeah. Yeah, that's like hiring a buffoon to drive a truck, friends. Come on. These people aren't that smart. Yeah, I don't think this is a psyop of that size that they would try to irritate everybody in order to get some fascist into control. But, you know, we'll talk about that later, maybe take some calls. We are on light speed here on RBN. We shall return after the break. Please stay with us, and we'll get into some more discussion.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Lightspeed continues right here on RBN. We're glad to have all of you along. And Dave, thanks for letting me rant and kind of go off a little bit. I really wanted to point out that situation with Russia, which I think has a very big part of the formula right at this moment, which we don't know much about. And we really don't have the position or the strategy to deal with a Russian, a mad, angry Russia at this point, obviously. Look at what happened when Russia came in and decided we're gonna clear airspace over Syria. I think Assad is going to put his thumbs in his ears and wiggle like a moose and stick out his tongue at Obama and probably outlast him. I don't think Assad's going anywhere, friends. And I think it's stupid for us to continue to make an issue out of him, you know, and continue to pretend. And it's amazing how many people who listen to Fox News think that Putin's a bad guy. And I'm not saying he's good. I'm not saying by any means, of course he's got a past, you know, but I mean, at this point right now, he's one of the few people standing up for Christians around the world while, this atrocity takes place in places all over the world. Dave, I'm sorry, buddy. I should let you run with it for a while.
Oh, it's all good, Steve. We were talking about, you know, PSYOP. Before the break. And these guys are not that sophisticated. They certainly aren't. Because look at all the really transparent crap that they're doing. The stuff that worked fine in the 60s and the 70s during the whole Cold War thing, because they had a centralized control of all the information. They still haven't adapted to the paradigm that's come about because of the sharing of information across the internet. They don't really get it. And they're surrounded by a bunch of people that are simply yes men, that are in fear of their jobs all the time, that are going to tell their money junkie masters exactly what they think they want to hear, whether or not it's the truth or not. So all of this stuff is backfiring on them on a lot of different ways. They're not sophisticated at all. They are stepping in it left and right and left and right. And we're supposed to believe that they're smart enough to figure out how to do this really sophisticatedly awesome PSYOP with Trump? I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's absolutely the situation, because if you look at it very closely, I mean, there's just too many knotheads in the formula. I mean, anybody who would think that they can condition people like the people they've had out there to do what they're doing and control a crowd like that, I mean, they would have to have their head examined, and to show you that all these split ends are just really going amok all over the place. I mean, you see this gal who claims to be a feminist commie slapping a police horse. I mean, and then, you know, George Stephanopoulos, you know, I call him Snuffagophilus. You know, I mean, this guy is a disgrace to ABC News. And friends, I used to work as a news anchor at a small ABC affiliate back in the days when Capital Cities owned it, before Disney. And ABC was a pretty conservative, the conservative for a little while network among the big three. And, but ABC has fallen to, you know, just really, really low levels now. I mean, Stephanopoulos was caught, you know, making these huge contributions to the Democrats and to the Clinton Foundation and all this kind of stuff. He should have been yanked off the air. He was more disgraceful than Brian Williams and the helicopter story. Really, he was. And, you know, they leave that guy on there. And he keeps trying to blame all the problems of what's happening at these Trump rallies on Trump. You know, ignoring them blocking the highways and holding up a couple thousand people on the road, ignoring them tearing down police tents and security, ignoring them slapping horses and cursing and all these filthy, vile signs. I mean, it's so obvious he's a fraud. That guy is so obviously a fraud. Look at how the mainstream news media is just dying because of the stupidity of the things they're doing, Dave.
Oh, it's absolutely retarded. You know, with the whole Trump thing, you know, he can't possibly do worse than these people are doing, because all the beautiful things that Obama said, the hope and change and all of that, as soon as he gets elected, he does exactly 180 degrees the opposite. It's like, it's beyond incompetence. They're doing this stuff on purpose. So, hey, I'd rather have somebody in there that's completely incompetent than just feeling around in the dark. Maybe we might end up with something better.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and these are strange times, friends. Okay, we'll get back, maybe take some phone calls, and get on to some other stories here after the break. Stay with us right here on Lightspeed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Hey, welcome back to Lightspeed, everybody. Stephen Dave here with you on this show, as usual, Monday through Friday, right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Glad to have all of you along. Please support our sponsors and give us as much hope and prayer as you can so we can keep the message going out. I'm looking for some news that I heard mentioned on a radio broadcast earlier today that apparently Obama, who has gone to Cuba for a visit, he poses in front of a Shea mural for the Cuba visit. An AP reporter says the journalist let out a collective gasp over the photo. Journalists let out a collective gasp. Say that three times. Collective gasp. You can do that. You can do it. I knew you could. Anyhow, President Obama posed for photos in front of the mural of a Marxist revolutionary, who is Che Guevara, Monday during his historic visit to Cuba. Now, as I understand, the New Jersey State Police are filing a lawsuit against Obama for this, because in a sense, they are still protesting that there are criminals who committed crimes, killing policemen, civilians, a total of about 17 deaths, who were hiding in Cuba and have been for quite some time. And they want these guys returned. And this is a big story. You know, law enforcement is not a real fan of Barack Obama. I guess it's because they think that police life matters, police lives matters. You know, we can get into that as another topic sometime. But the point is simply this, that Obama and his, you know, gallivanting ways around the world, is he has no time for Nancy Reagan's funeral, but he's in down visiting Che Guevara's image, standing below it, of course, along with all the Cuban people to try to win Cuba back into the good favors of the United States, you know, apologizing, I guess, and telling us we should feel white guilt or something like that because of all of the communist revolution that's gone on down there. Friends, Cuba is not a nice place. It really isn't, and it was at one time, and of course, it, you know, it's always been run by a lot of criminals. There's no question about that. Batista was a bad guy before Castro. And the CIA did help Castro in the early days. And then things got out of control. Where have we heard that before? How many times has this happened? Let's see. Saddam, the Shah, Noriega, Allende, well, not the Allende, but Pinochet, the whole thing. I mean, it's gone on with Somoza. You know, we've seen it so many times. But anyhow, Obama is down there visiting all the people. I had a good friend of mine, kind of a liberal fellow in terms of his politics, but, you know, sort of a common sense liberal. I mean, sometimes he was very conservative about various things. It kind of surprised me. And he went to visit Cuba because he thought it would be very nice, and he had to go there via Mexico. And when he got down there, Dave, what he found out was the whole trip was pretty much ruined because there were always little children following him around asking for money or food the whole time. You know, I mean, he said it was a nightmare in a way. It just was very, very sad. He wanted to go see the countryside. There were certain flowers and things like that that grew only there that he wanted to see. And he got out to do a few nice things. But man, when he was around in the cities, the poverty was just absolutely, devastating in his opinion. You know, and he's a pretty liberal guy. And when he says that, you know, I mean, it had to be as bad as what he said, because that's the situation in Cuba. And now Obama's down there. And pretending like they have such a wonderful government that they need all kinds of recognition from our so-called imposter president, Barry Sotero Obama. And, you know, I mean, even law enforcement agencies are upset about the whole situation. I'm going to look for that story, see if I can find it. But what we should do, and maybe I should do this as well, is give out a plug for our chat room. So we can post things up there, and we have some great people in there. And my apologies for not staying on top of everything in the chat room, because you guys are really good in there. Our chat room is at lightspeedradio.chatango.com. Lightspeed at, let's see, I think that's correct, isn't it? Yeah. Lightspeed Radio at lightspeedradio.chatango.com. Lightspeedradio.chatango.com. So I'm going to drop in there and post a few of these links. And if we see that story on the New Jersey State Police suing or their objections to what's going on right now, we'll try to post that in there too. Dave?
Absolutely. That's a good one. Hey, maybe we got some phone calls. You might check the chat room, the other chat room.
We got chats, and we have to keep up with them all here. It's like juggling chainsaws, friends. No, that's the Bob Tuscan show. Whenever we do the Bob Tuscan show, it's like juggling chainsaws, you know. You never know what you're going to get. Anyhow, I don't know if any calls have come in yet, but we'll Oh, Tom in Florida. Okay, well, let's see here. Mr. Producer has been very good to tell us that we do have a fellow by the name of Tom in Florida. Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to give you a little bit of information about Barry Sortero Husseini Obama and his communist. Actually, it should be Barry Sortero Husseini Communista. What's going on in Cuba? They had 9 Cubans that drowned it out in the ocean there yesterday. They're talking about on the news here in South Florida. But this has been going on for a long time, and Obama, what he's doing is disgraceful. And let me tell you something. The Castro brothers are the most racist radicals there are. They don't have no blacks in their leadership, but they keep talking crap about Donald Trump. And all I hear is this left-wing communist media talking about Trump and this and that, but here you got the Castro brothers who, they're a bunch of racist rats, but they got a bunch of blacks. I hate to tell you, that island's almost 80% black. Did you know that? And Obama wants to give Guantanamo Bay to the Chinese government for their operations. So don't tell me this ain't a big conspiracy by we know whom, and the whole thing is a joke. But you know, Trump is going to be our next president, and I'm wondering how he's going to do this Castro crap and Barry Sortero Husseini communist stuff again. He's going to do what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting unless they're going to put a big Trump tower in Cuba, which will probably happen. But this whole thing is a joke, and there's so much going on, it's unbelievable. And it made me sick. I heard this Alan Combs today on Fox. That schmuck. That guy's a disgrace. And, you know, they're talking about Trump starting all this writing at his, conventions there and all that. Well, his rallies. What the hell is that? We got 3% of the population dictating to the rest of the population. And let me ask you a question. I got a good question for you. You ready for it?
We're ready. Ready.
Yeah, I want to know why they keep talking about Israel's security. Israel has more atomic bombs and more fighter jets than the United States.
Yes, that little country.
Obama's depleted our military, but they keep talking about Israel's security. Well, wait a minute, security's got to be here in the United States. We don't have no security. And they keep dumping up China. You answer that question for me. That's what I want to know. And then, you know, the whole thing is here, Sortero wants to do is give Guantanamo back to China. He'd love to give that to China or who knows else. Who knows? Maybe Russia. I don't know. So maybe you can answer that question for me. I'll go ahead.
That's, hang in here with you, if you want to, or hang in here with us if you want to, Tom, because those are good questions. There's a lot of issues there, of course. You know, I mean, there's something going on in Israel that most people aren't aware of, and that is that just across the border, Hezbollah has rearmed with missiles. Now, this has been the goal all along, really. You never hear about this in the news media, but Israel is, seriously threatened by the amount of missile power that Hezbollah has there. They could basically level Israel in about an hour. And now that's, I'm not trying to give you a counterbalance to this from the standpoint of saying that I'm supportive of that. I'm just saying that the reality is this is one of the reasons why they've been trying to fight and take down Assad. They're trying to cut off the supply lines between Syria and Hezbollah. They never deal with the real issue and the threat. Remember, Israel lost the ground war in 2006. They were chased out of there. Now, they could possibly mount, as you mentioned before, an air attack that would be very, very destructive to that region, and that's not going to be good PR for them. But they're in trouble with this this force that's just across the border. Now, all during the bombing of Gaza, Hezbollah didn't do anything. And I kept asking people that I knew there, aren't you afraid of what could possibly happen if Hezbollah decides to release a few of these missiles? And they have over like 40,000 of them, something like that. I mean, these are big ones, and these are much more high-tech than the old Scuds and stuff like that. And they said, no, well, we really hadn't thought about that as a concern. They're not concerned. A UN peacekeeping force is in the middle of that area, and they have to fire over the top of them to launch any of those missiles, and so they're not really worried or concerned about that, but they are trying to take them out. They would like to get rid of them, and they can't do it in a political way, and they can't do it by cutting off the routes through Syria, which is what they've tried to do. So that's a big part of the whole situation there. They are in a tenuous situation. Now, here's what happened. During the bombing of Gaza, this went on for, remember, about 30 days, and it was just atrocious. It was a horrible event. I mean, they said that the Gazans were firing these little rockets, maybe Katyushas or pop bottle rockets or something, back at Israel. And I don't think most of the people were, but there might have been some agitators. If that, it could have been all, you know, something set up as well to make it look like the people in the Gaza were firing back. We had people on the ground there at that time telling us they were seriously concerned about who was actually agitating a lot of this problem. Anyhow, during all of that,
I got something else to say.
What's it say, buddy?
There's a Black Panther woman in Cuba who murdered a New Jersey cop. She's in the Black Panthers. How come Obama doesn't ask her for extradition? He didn't even make any kind of deal with Castro. There's a woman who killed a police officer 40 years ago in New Jersey, and she's a Black Panther. How come she ain't going back to the United States go to prison? She's walking around Cuba free. Why is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. That's what we're talking about. And that's one of the stories that the New Jersey State Police were raising about all of this. And I was still looking for the actual story about that. I heard it on the radio. I don't have that before me, but very good points. Yes.
He was a white New Jersey police officer. He was murdered by a black female Black Panther. And another thing I want to bring up to your attention, Barry Soltero is saying Obama is in front of a poster of Che Guevara. Do you know what a wicked, you know, ICE, you think ISIS was ISIS now? Che Guevara was ISIS back then what he was doing to the Cubans. I read a story about Che Guevara. He was one mean bastard, let me tell you.
Yes, he was. He certainly was. And so was Fidel. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's still around, too.
You know, the United States better get it together and let's see what happens in this election. But this is the most crucial election in my lifetime and yours. And I'll tell you right now, we got the Supreme Court justices. If they put Hillary in it, it's all over for this country. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it's all over. It's over. Because right now, it's either Trump or nobody. I'm telling you, that's all I feel. You better blow the trumpets or you're going to have a problem. That's my opinion. And I just want to say this about Cuba. I was over there. I visited Cuba, okay? Beautiful place, very nice people. The original people who went to Cuba were Castilians. I don't know if you know about the Castilians, but they were great architects. They made beautiful buildings and stuff. Most of them Castilians had blonde or red-headed hair, and they were actually living in Iglesias, which is the churches over there, and they built some beautiful stuff. Now that island, it's unbelievable. The founders who founded Cuba would be wrong. They must be wrong in their graves. I can tell you that right now.
Trust me. Yeah. It's really a tragedy what's happened to Cuba, absolutely, no question about it. And, you know, this is a big part of that whole thing. But, I was going to get back...
Most of Castro's fighters are black. He has some whites, but most of his military are black Cubans. You know that, correct?
Yeah, I do know that. There are a lot of them are Caribbean and that kind
of,
you know, they're from the days of slavery, of course, in some cases, but they liberated themselves here and there. But there's a lot of that going on. And, of course,
Let me tell you, when I was over there, a lot of the Cubans, a lot of those Cubans over there actually was hoping that the United States would invade the place and took it over when Ronald Reagan attacked Grenada. When Reagan actually went into Grenada, he took care of those Cubans in Grenada. They actually thought that Reagan was going to turn and go and take Cuba at the time, which he had an opening, but he didn't take it. And another thing Ronald Reagan did, he said the worst thing he ever did is the 1986 Immigration Act. He regretted it until the day he died. Now if Donald Trump would run ads about that, or Kate Stiley being murdered, or about this all Americans getting murdered by illegal aliens, he's going to win this in a massive blowout landslide. Okay? You gotta point the finger at Hillary. She wants to bring in more, give illegal food stamps and, Obamacare? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you another thing. Since I'm ranting and raving, you know these people are coming in South Florida and they're getting federal government jobs where white Americans, even Afro-American, black Americans can't get these jobs?
Yeah. We know that's very true, that's going on all around. And obviously, you know, there's a difficulty.
I'm talking good paying jobs.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big split in the black community over this issue, and you don't hear much about that because we're all being told that all blacks are in favor of all kinds of people just coming over here right now from everywhere. That's not the case.
Well, I want to ask you this. What if Donald Trump picks Ben Carson for his VP? I wonder how many blacks would actually vote for Trump on a Carson ticket. I wonder if Trump could get 40% of the black vote. That would really I would like to know what the figures. I wish somebody do a study on that. What if Trump says, you know, I'm picking this black guy for vice president, and we're going to see how the blacks, and just for the heck of it, say the blacks, because that'll be the last time they'll get a black president probably for years. I wonder if they're going to come out and support Donald Trump with Ben Carson ticket. They'll be very curious to know that.
Yeah, there's a move among blacks to look at this a little differently, and they're losing their grip on the Democratic Party's losing their grip on them. Dave, you got a thought there?
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that there, Steve. I think more people are supporting Trump than what they would want to admit to.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks, Tom. We got another call, but go ahead. One more statement real quick.
The blacks feel about their city of Detroit. That's what I want you to answer your next caller. What's going on with Detroit? The blacks better wake up. Look at the city of Detroit and Chicago. Here you go. Have a great day. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. Good points. Absolutely. Dave, any comments before we get to Mike?
No, go ahead.
I think we have Mike in South Carolina. If Mike is there, good old Mike.
Boy, and then it's starting to get real exciting. This is getting really neat. We got another 6 or 7 more months before the elections, and who knows what could explode next.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have said this before, that if the Republican Party decides that they're going to start to back Donald Trump, they will be in power by May. Because they will basically have the authority behind the Senate and the House of Representatives and the candidate that's going to win, and they're going to start calling the tune that early. Obama is not going to be able to step out of line. But they're going to fool around. They're not going to take the opportunity to get things back on track. They haven't done it all along. You know, so this is the big problem. We'll see what the GOP party says today and how they're going to try to tell Donald Trump what he's going to do, and he's going to tell him that's not going to happen.
Well, the reason why I called, I hope Tom from Florida is listening to this, is that today Alex Jones said that Obama was flying down to meet with Fidel Castro in Cuba. The dirty little secret about that meeting is that there's no way he can meet with Fidel Castro, because Fidel Castro's been dead since 2006, 2007. He has 3 lookalikes. About a year and a half ago, one of the lookalikes died from plastic surgery complications. That information is highly behind the scenes, under the table. You'll also find out that both Raul, which is Fidel's brother, and Fidel himself are both Jewish. And as far as Hildebeest Clinton is concerned, she's also known as Princess Benghazi, and better known lately as the Jewish Jackal.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I knew that Fidel was actually raised by the Jesuits. He was trained. He was adopted. I don't know where he came from before that. But hey, we'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned to Lightspeed, ladies and gentlemen.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically, and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park. Yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed. You know, I went to our chat room, and they posted a good story here. Trump declared a threat to national security by Obama. Okay, right. Like Obama knows anything about national security, but this is what the story is saying here. Yeah. What is it? Black Enterprises and some other good stories up there talk about a lot of things. I do appreciate everybody in the chat room, friends, and thank you for giving us these posts. We've seen a lot of things up there. Of course, the New Jersey State Police are raising a fuss about this trip to Cuba for good reasons, and it's all politics. But in the meantime, you know, we're going to hear probably sometime today. Well, maybe we won't hear anything, Dave, about what's coming out of the whole GOP meeting. That's supposed to take place this afternoon, and then he's going to go talk to AIPAC, you know, not our favorite friends, the American-Israeli Public Action Committee, who have been involved with all kinds of decisions that a lot of people don't like. But, you know, that's, you know, big day as far as these events go right now. A lot of happening right on a Monday, right?
Yep, absolutely, and we're sick and tired of all of this stuff. And if it doesn't go well with the Republicans, yeah, we won't hear about it. If they get exactly what they want, oh, that's all we'll hear about it. You know, this media is so transparent. They're so owned by people that are not out for our best interest. And that is something that really needs to get corrected. As much as getting all the corruption out of politics, if we could get the corruption out of media, we might actually stand a chance to be able to put things right a little bit easier. But when the whole majority of the corporate paid-for media does nothing but lie and deceive to nefarious ends, I mean, what the hell are we to do?
Yep, and I've said it before, I'm a big critic of the media for a lot of reasons, friends. I have a degree in journalism. I worked in the mainstream for a little while. I was even a news anchor at a small ABC affiliate back in the 80s. I left it long ago. I believe that they are criminally responsible, not just negligent, not just incompetent, but criminal. I mean, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, especially when one doesn't exist. You know what I mean? You're not allowed that kind of freedom. But not only that,
when you know one doesn't exist.
Right. Right. They've been criminally responsible for what's happened here, and they should face charges, serious charges. I mean, some of these CEOs and these people should be rounded up, including people like who are anchors, people like Brokaw, you know, and Rather, and people like that. They've lied to us, friends. It's just like somebody going down to the intersection and fooling with the traffic lights and then sitting there laughing while cars have accidents. I mean, this is the kind of, it's worse than that. It is worse than that because they have caused incredible damage to this nation. They've caused death, loss of property, suffering, loss of economy, all kinds of things that have happened here because they have been criminally negligent, not just negligent, but involved, you know, I mean, criminally a part of a conspiracy to mislead the American people. And, I'm hoping for the day when these people have to answer for it. You know, and I'm going to sit on the sidelines and say, I'm glad I didn't get involved with you bums. I'm glad I stayed away from you and saw it coming. And I've been calling for this for a long time. And I'm just thanking God that it's finally here. And one way or the other, they're going to get caught sooner or later, friends. And I hope it's sooner. Dave?
I absolutely 100% agree. That will be a happy day when that starts to happen. I will pop my popcorn, sit on the sideline, and watch them fry because they certainly deserve it, because none of this would have been able to happen if they weren't a co-conspirator in all of this. And that is really what it comes down to.
Yep, they've been co-conspirators, they've been instigators, they've purposefully misinformed the people, purposefully have misinformed the people and created dangerous situations that have resulted in death, loss of property, wars, illegal wars, political meandering and intrigue. The list goes on. Thanks for sticking with us, friends, on Lightspeed. Sorry, Dave, usually do the sign-off, but we'll see you again tomorrow.
Stay safe, stay free. I still did.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Alexandre Tonos. Do you not know who Alexandre Tonos is? Well, he's been researching the esoteric and therapeutic properties of sound. That's a mouthful in itself. The esoteric and therapeutic properties.